morning.
Good morning, Father.
We continue our journey with Sister Faustina. So, Faustina, I don't know if you get out. This thing is so repeat. The first day. That's the word of Jesus. Today, pray to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief in which the loss of souls plunges me. Again, the first day, Jesus' message. Today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief in which the loss of souls plunges me. So the sorrow of Jesus, not his suffering, but the soul, for the loss from paradise. That her word. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon the trust which we place in your infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you for your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. O omnipotence of divine mercy, salvation of sinful people, you are a sea of mercy and compassion. You aid those who entreat you with humanity. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind, and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. The second day, Jesus' words. Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them into my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them and through channels, my mercy flows out upon humankind. Again, today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. That's her word. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase your grace in us, that we may perform worthy works of mercy, and that we who see us, and that all who see us may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. The fountain of God's love dwells in pure hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant as stars, bright as the dawn. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the company of chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation, and with one voice sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. The fourth day, Jesus' word. Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. They were the drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness. Again. Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of the cross. You persevere in goodness, then Jesus is being consoled on his way of the cross. They were the drop of consolation in the midst of an ocean of bitterness, although it's a drop, something. Not much, but it's a drop. Exactly the mind of St. Teresa of Lisieux also, we are just a drop in the ocean of the mercy of the Father. That's her word. Most merciful Jesus, from the treasury of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us into the abodes of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from me, who beg this of you, by the most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father, with which your hearts burn so fiercely. The miracles of mercy are impenetrable. Neither the sinner nor the just one will fathom them. When you cast upon us an eye of pity, you draw us all closer to your love. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls, as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them your blessing and surround them with your constant protection. Thus, may they never fail in love or lose the treasure of your faith, but rather, with all the hosts of angels and saints, may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fourth day, Jesus' word. Today, bring to me the pagans and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart, immersed them in the ocean of my mercy. So it's praying for those people who doesn't know Jesus yet. That's her word. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the abodes of your most compassionate heart the souls of pagans who as yet do not know you. So maybe most of your boss, they don't have much faith, no? So pray for them. Let the rays of your grace enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may exalt your wonderful mercy, and do not let them escape from the abode which is your most compassionate heart. So that the heart of Jesus is also coming down, the light is coming down to them. Through you, Jesus' light, through you, through your light, going down to these people. May the light of your love enlighten the souls in darkness, grant that these souls will know you, and together with us, praise the mercy. Merciful Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of pagans and those who are as yet to not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them to the light of gospel. These souls do not know that what great greatness, what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fifth day. Today, bring to me the souls of heretics and schismatics, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter compassion, they tore at my body and heart, that is, my church. As they returned to unity with the church, my wounds healed. In this way, they elevate my passion. So Jesus already in the very beginning is praying for the unity of the church. Father, then they all may be one, especially for these 80s, these heretics, schismatics. He hurts the church a lot, eh? Because many people follow them. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the boat of your most compassionate heart the souls of heretics and schismatics. Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the abode of most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too come to adore the generosity of your mercy. Even for those who have pawned the garments of your unity, a font of mercy flows from their heart, the omnipotence of your mercy, O Lord. can lead them, that ye souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of heretics and schismatics who have squandered your blessings and misused your graces by obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which we underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Bring about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. Sixth day. Today, bring to me the meek and humble souls. You? Yes? You have a meek heart. And humble souls. And the souls of little children. If you have the heart of a children, it's good. Be simple. I immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who would keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of graces. Only the humble soul is able to receive my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. So are you humble enough? Yes? Yeah. This is already given you, if you are humble enough. Most merciful Jesus, yourself have said, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Receive in the abodes of a most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy, and they are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are a sweet smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God Himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in your most compassionate heart, O Jesus, that they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. A truly gentle and humble soul, already here on earth in the air of paradise breathes, and the fragrance of a humble heart the Creator Himself delights. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon meek and humble heart souls, and upon the souls of little children, whose are enfolded in the abode, which is the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the closest resemblance of your Son. These souls bear their fragrance, rises from the earth, and researches and reaches your very throne. Father, mercy of all goodness, I beg you by the love you bear these souls and by the delight you take in them, bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praise of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. The seventh day, long retreat. Today, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and enter most deeply into my spirit. They are living images of a compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not one of them will go into the fire of hell. I shall particularly defend each one of them at the hour of death. So it could be you, eh? What Jesus said today, bring to me the souls, especially venerate and glorify my mercy, divine mercy, and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and enter most deeply into my spirit. Have the heart you be one with the death of Jesus, you share. You will, Jesus will watch upon you and bring you straight to heaven. So beautiful. Huh? Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive in the abode of the most compassionate heart of the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatness of your mercy. These souls are mighty with the very power of God Himself. In the midst of our afflictions and adversities, they go forward, confident of your mercy. These souls are united to Jesus and carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. A soul who praises the goodness of her Lord is especially loved by Him. She is always close to the living fountain and draws graces from the mercy of the mercy divine. Merciful Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatest attribute, that of your faithfulness, mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart, Jesus. These souls are a living gospel. Their hands are full of deep mercy, and their spirit, overflowing with joy, sings a canticle of mercy to you. O Most High, I beg you, O God, show them your mercy according to the hope and trust they have placed in you. So Sister Faustina, today also pray for you, each one of us, and for humble soul. She's praying hard. So her mission is not only on earth as a secretary of Jesus. Today, even she pray harder. So entrust to our heavenly friend, Sister Faustina. Let there be accomplished in them the promise Jesus, who said to them, I myself will defend as my own glory during their lifetime, an expression in the hour of death, those souls who will venerate my faithless mercy. So still a few more days. Is it time? What's the time? So maybe it's time to stop today, because only two more days. You will continue or next time? Next week? Do you have enough time? See if that's okay. If you are not in it, express your heart then. I know that you are very to do preparation and all things. So, eighth day. Today, bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory. Immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. You see, Jesus is still thinking of the people in the purgatory, you know. Everybody is included in his heart. He's thinking of everybody. Today, bring to me the souls of who are in the prison of purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my soul and my blood cool down their scorching flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. So Jesus is asking for Stina to pray for them, so that she can help them out. Jesus is kind, but also just. So they have to do the justice. But as we are friends of the souls in the purgatory, we can do something for the souls in purgatory. It is a power to bring them relief. Draw all the indulgence from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, they would continually offer for them the alms of spirit and pay off their debt to my justice. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy. So I bring into the boat of your most compassionate heart the souls in the purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of the blood and water which gusts forth from your heart put out the flames of the purifying fire, that in the place too the power of your mercy may be praised. From terrible heats of the cleansing fire raises a plains of your mercy, and they receive comfort, refreshment, relief in the streams of mingled blood and water. Eternal Father, turn into your mercy gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I beg you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus your Son, and by all the bitterness with which his most sacred soul was flooded, manifest the mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way than through the wounds of your Jesus, your dearly beloved Son. For we firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. So seeking, begging Jesus, mercy Jesus for people in purgatory. The ninth day, the last day. Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm and immerse them into the abyss of my mercy. You know, the lukewarm soul is lower than the souls in purgatory. Because these souls can go to hell. Lukewarm means no warm for Jesus, for not believe much in the divine love of the Lord. And they could, you know, of pride, or of something else, they can go to a deeper degree of fire. So, today bring to me the souls who have become lukewarm, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my heart most painfully. My soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm soul. It could be us. We consider ourselves a kind of fervent, but sometimes we set a kind of limit, medium, when we need to, you know, stick medium, even 40. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it is be your will. That's his cup. That's a lukewarm soul. Not unbeliever. Not sinners. For them, the last hope of salvation is to flee into my mercy. The only hope. Most compassionate Jesus, your compassion itself, I bring lukewarm souls into the boat of your most merciful compassionate heart. In this fire of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who like corpses, filled you with such deep loathing, be once again set aflame. O most compassionate Jesus, exercise the omnipotence of mercy and draw them into the very ardor of your love, and bestow upon them the gifts of holy love, for nothing is beyond your power. So, her prayer. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon lukewarm souls who are nonetheless enfolded in the most compassionate heart, Jesus. Father, mercy, I beg you, by the bitter passion of your Son and by his 3-hour agony on the cross, let them too glorify the abyss of your mercy. So this is the end of the retreat. So next time we continue, okay? Thank you. We say the chapter of divine mercy. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us and 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 the whole world. Have mercy on us on the whole world. Have mercy on us on the whole world. Have mercy on us on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us on the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world.
Have mercy on us under the whole world. Have mercy on us under the whole world. Have mercy on us under the whole world. Have mercy on us under the whole world. Have mercy on us under the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the beloved of our Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Have mercy on us in this world. Have mercy on us under the whole 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 world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of the beloved of our Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us under 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 the whole world. Have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Mortal One, have mercy on us and the whole world. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless, and treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us, and increase the mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we might not despair, nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.